At most art exhibits, guests aren't supposed to touch the works. Though the current exhibit at Discover Portsmouth is the exception to that rule. In fact, some of the pieces won't work unless you touch them. It's an exhibit called In Motion, and the artist, Kim Bernard, joins me now to talk about it. Kim, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks, Brady. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're involved with dance and with martial arts, so movement is what you do. But what convinced you to use the visual arts to explore movement instead of those other forms?
About 6 years ago, I started asking myself why my art practice, which is painting and sculpture, was separate from my interest in movement, which is dance and yoga, and made it very intentional to bring the two together and have the work be an exploration of movement. So since then, all of my work has been about movement.
There's a piece in the exhibit that has a row of red balls, and each of them sways back and forth at a slightly different time, so that if you stand in the right place, you can see a sort of a wave pattern. There's also a wheel where each spoke is a different color, but as you spin, you see the blend of the colors. So you can see through some of these pieces things that you wouldn't be able to see in more traditional visual arts.
Right. Well, some of the work is kinetic. In other words, it moves for you or you make it move. Much of the work is interactive, so the viewers are invited and encouraged to make the sculpture move. And other pieces in the show are made as a result of movement, like a pendulum that I have fabricated to swing and drizzle wax in a geometric pattern over a 2D surface.
Is it difficult to make a piece that exemplifies or represents movement that you can't see?
Well, I would assume that people see that movement made it because the mark has energy to it, that I could actually lay two-dimensional panels onto the floor and drizzle a cone with hot wax in it that would record that line of movement over the surface that would be permanent. All artwork is a result of some movement having happened or some kind of motion. So I'm just articulating it and being very aware and conscious of, if I move in this way and if I put a brush in my hand, what mark will I make? So it's being aware of the movement first, and then the mark is a record of the movement.
Kim, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
Kim Bernard is an artist from North Berwick, Maine. Her series In Motion is on exhibit at Discover Portsmouth through the end of this week. You can also see a video of some of the works in the exhibit at nhpr.org.